Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came up to me and asked me what the time was that was on my watch. Yeah.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Little Chicago bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my website's so smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Charles Whelan is our guest. He's a lecturer and policy fellow at Dartmouth College. He's the author of Naked Money, also Naked Economics, and the new book, which is a novel, folks. And I encourage you to curl up with this book, but also you're probably going to do what I've done in the past with a book like this, and I've just gotten my copy. But I bring them yellow. Charles, I'm going to recommend people bring a marker with them, a yellow highlighter with them. It's called The Rationing, and it's all about what's going on in the future with mostly with healthcare. And I want you to tell us why you chose that, Charles. But when you get into a book like yours, where it has so many elements that are in our world right now, I take a marker with me and I mark places, words, terms that I like, paragraphs I like. What do you do?
I do that. I tend to fold over pages.
I dog you too.
With
yeah.
A pen. Yeah, just so I can find. And then with a pen, just circle, mark, asterisk. If I just fold over pages, then when I go back, I can't figure out why.
I take a pen, too, because sometimes I'll write commentary out beside. But tell us, why did you choose healthcare as the theme of the topic of your book?
Well, I'm a public policy person, and I've always been enthralled by the idea that there's just never enough of everything we want. I mean, the essence of economics is not everybody can have an airplane.
Right.
But then when you apply it to healthcare, it's much trickier. So the book, The Rationing, takes place only about 15 years in the future. I mean, this is not spaceships and that kind of thing. But the book begins, and we learn that the antibiotic resistance problem has gotten much worse. So hospital-acquired infections and all that is very, very serious. But we have invented our way out of the problem with a new drug called Dormagen, which is even better than penicillin. The problem that motivates the whole book from there on is that for about a three-week stretch, there's a shortage of Dormagen. And in many ways, that's a metaphor for having a shortage of anything. And the question that the politicians and our protagonist, who's a scientist, have to wrestle with is who gets the Dormagen that we have in the face of a fairly serious virus that's sweeping the country. So that, you know, you can think about that as a metaphor for healthcare or for everything else, but it's who gets what we have.
And can I stop you for a second? What he just described, folks, we already know there are things out there that we know what they are. We've identified them. We know what the potential dangers are, that if they started sweeping the country, we could have a scenario like this bird flu, for example, right?
Oh, bird flu, there are antibiotic-resistant strains of tuberculosis that are extremely serious in India. I have a good friend who won the Pulitzer Prize, and her next book is on that. So, yes, it's not hard at all. I mean, this is not fanciful. If you get a little bad luck, we think a lot about Ebola and some of those kinds of things because they're so terrific, but they're not actually – they don't spread that quickly. They're just terrible when they do. But there are all these other flu-related kinds of things that spread much more easily.
And the question is, do we believe our government and our healthcare system is designed to scale and deliver? Right?
Correct. And also, is our personal behavior consistent with the outcomes that we want? You know, every time you take, you know, your crying child, crying grandchild to the pediatrician, and the pediatrician says, here, we'll try take this antibiotic, it might work. That speeds up the process by which the pathogens become resistant to those drugs. So it just brings that day of reckoning all the closer.
Well, there's no question. I think I am actually an example of that. I mean, I've taken antibiotics over the years for sinus infections, and I know now they don't work as well in me as they have. in the past.
Right. And also, you know, if you look on the bottle, it says make sure you take all the pills,
right,
even if you feel better.
Mm-hmm.
Because the worst thing you can do is take 7 days of a 10-day
right.
regimen, in which and, case you've killed 99%
of
the pathogens.
Who hasn't been guilty of that, right?
Right, and the 1% you haven't killed are the strongest ones.
That's right.
So that they then multiply, and now you've created whatever sinus infection you had,
you're
the
walking,
next one
you're walking
is
around
only
with
the
a
strong.
Time bomb. You're walking around with a time
exactly.
bomb.
Exactly. No, I mean.
But back to your novel. Continue to tell us about what you were trying to get across with regard to the message.
Well, part of it's autobiographical, but not in the sense that people would realize. It's told from the standpoint, first person, of a scientist who's kind of over his head. And that's drawn from my first job, which was as a speechwriter for the governor mm-hmm. of Maine. And I remember being 23, having a front row seat for all these deliberations and feeling, wow, I'm not really capable of being here. I'm way over my head. So I kind of projected that sense of being in a room and not fully appreciating everything that was going on. But what happens is there's not enough Dormagen. The White House starts to think about what they should do. And then, of course, China comes along and says, hey, we'll give you all that you need, but you need to withdraw all your troops from the South China Sea. So it then has a geopolitical angle. And it still mm-hmm. comes back to the theme, what do we do if we don't have enough?
Mm-hmm. And that's we could – this is a place that we could actually find ourselves, folks. And it could almost be – a black swan type of event, but of course, then you have to say, well, if it's a black swan, it's not a black swan if you can predict it, though, right? And so,
right,
that's what we have. Yeah. That's what we have to worry about, folks. We have a number of these things that, electromagnetic attack or something like that. Quick break. Right back with Charles Whelan. The new book is called The Rationing. It's a novel, and you're gonna love it.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.